The annual Consumer Electronics Show is still a day away, but there's already word coming from Las Vegas on what could be the highlight of this year's convention. Cars. Now, here's what we mean. Just yesterday, Ford announced that it will partner with Amazon and leading drone maker DJI in what can only be called Ford's effort to make some vehicles that will drive themselves and your drone, too. And General Motors made its own announcement that it will invest $500 million in the ride-sharing company Lyft. Now, those, of course, are just the tips of the icebergs of what we may see coming out of CES 2016. So for a look at exactly what to expect, let's turn to our weekly guide in the world of tech, Recode. Edmund Lee is managing editor of Recode, and he joins us now. Ed, welcome back.
Thanks.
So, okay, everyone is saying this year's CES is all about cars. Why is that?
All about the cars. Well, it's been at least for the past year or two, with Google and Apple sort of making forays into what, you know, likely will be autonomous cars, electric cars, and Tesla doing its thing. Technology has gotten to the point where things like this might be feasible, right? And so I think Detroit is finally waking up and saying, oh, we need to get ahead of this, or at least we need to be on par with what could be happening there. And they're using CES as a jumping off point to both make their announcements and sort of proclaim, you know, we're part of the digital age and we're not going to get left behind.
Okay, so let's look into a little bit more detail of what that might mean specifically. So we talked about the Ford partnership with Amazon and DJI. Tell us more about what that's all about.
Well, what's interesting about this partnership is that it had been rumored and reported elsewhere for a while that Ford was likely going to partner with Google, that Google was going to create the software system for Ford-type cars or autonomous cars that Ford was working on. Instead, we're doing a deal with Amazon and DJI. What's interesting is that these are companies that haven't been known for doing car things or car, you know, have ambitions into cars. And I think that's very purposeful on the part of Ford, which is we want to partner with technologies and companies that are ancillary to our business, right? Or that could add on to our business. So in the case of Amazon, it's like, you know, there's a chance that they could create technology that allow your cars to communicate with sort of home smart devices. Amazon has a device called the Echo, which is something that allows you to sort of navigate your home in a way, or it's a smart hub, so to speak. And then DJI is a drone maker, so they're not necessarily into cars either. So I think that is very specific and purposeful on the part of Ford. And I think a lot of the car makers are doing similar things and trying to find partnerships that aren't going to be direct threat to what they're doing.
Right. So I'm trying to imagine a kind of future in a Ford, Amazon, DJI partnership. I'm just throwing this out there. So is it perhaps like an Amazon-enabled home device in your refrigerator tells your car, hey, it's time to pick up more milk, and so your drone then goes and gets it?
It feels like unnecessary science, right? It's like, why do I need all that kind of that is clearly one possible scenario. I think from the announcement, it wasn't really clear what this would look like or how it would manifest itself. I think probably the easiest things are things like, you know, from your home, you can check the status of your car. You can even start the car maybe, you know, say on a cold day like today in New York, you could do that. So there are certain kind of immediate things that you can do. But I do think a lot of this is kind of, you know, let's see what this could – where this could take us versus we have a specific idea of what this would mean for us.
Right. Now, more significantly, Ed, I believe Ford CEO Mark Fields told Recode that Ford is a car and mobility company now. What does that mean?
Yeah, I know. It's clever language, isn't it? A car company is a mobility company, if you think about it. I think mobility is a sort of buzzword, a keyword in terms of, you know, what we think of in technology with smartphones, right? Smartphones have really dominated the digital landscape. What I mean by that is that, you know, everyone's got a smartphone. It allows you to do so many things now. It's created a certain technology infrastructure that allows companies like Lyft and Uber to exist now. Before that, you couldn't really do that, or you'd have to find another way to make that happen. So I think it's their way of sort of signaling to the world at large, we're going to do a Lyft Uber type thing, or we're going to be part of the sort of the smartphone economy, I guess you want to call it. And, you know, it's a word. It's a clever sort of phrase right now. But in terms of what it actually means, we don't know yet.
Get the language out there, though.
Yes,
okay, so
exactly.
So briefly, I look at this announcement that GM is investing $500 million in Lyft. Is it sort of an inkling that Detroit is seeing a future in which people actually may not be buying as many cars, period? I mean, because like Lyft is part of a trend of, you know, why would I need to buy a car when I can just order one through or order a ride through Lyft?
Exactly right. I don't have to pay for insurance. I don't have to fix the car. I don't have to maintain the car. If I can just get from point A to point B with the same level of convenience as having my own car, why don't I just do that? This is absolutely very much what is on the minds of a lot of these of Detroit, of these car makers, which is they're seeing a trend of, you know, people living in more urban spaces for one thing, but also taking advantage of services like this. So basically, cars become a service as opposed to a product. And when it's a service, it becomes a commodity. So, you know, I'm not saying that there will still be cars going forward. People will be buying fewer of them. They'll be sort of more shared, I guess, with the advent of companies like Lyft and Uber. So they want to participate in that. They don't want to get left behind.
Right.
Again, that's another way of them saying, like, we're gonna be part of this, and we're going to find ways to sort of, you know, make money elsewhere or through the service, whether it's through technology or through being owners of these kinds of, you know, mobility services.
Ed Lee is managing editor of Recode, talking to us about cars and the Consumer Electronics Show, which sets off tomorrow in Las Vegas. Thanks so much, Ed.
Anytime.